The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, EM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. Well, good morning, Mr. David.
Good morning. Good to be here.
You doing well this morning?
I'm doing very well. Good frosty morning.
Well, it did get as cold as they said it was. Yeah. Good. That was a good thing. Last night, I think the last thing I saw was 27. And we didn't get below 30 at the house.
So okay.
That was. Everybody says it's getting cold, and you watch TV, that's all they're talking about is severe cold. Yep. 30 degrees in November is actually normal.
Yeah.
That's nothing to get excited about. But
it's going to warm up today and tomorrow and be nice.
We did have some pretty good frosts this morning, so I guess the growing season for 2019 is effectively over pretty much.
But,
you know, it's been a strange one because September 1st we had 83 degrees, October 1st 93 degrees, and now on November the 9th we got 30 degrees.
Yeah, well, that frost date we talked about months ago, I said November 11th. What'd you say? It was a little bit before that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think we were right. We were right around
I think I said the 5th or something.
Yeah, today's like the 9th. So that was, last week we had a little one, but this was kind of a real one here. Anyway,
Actually at the nursery had a couple of frosts before now, but it wasn't nothing like this one. And they're talking some pretty severe cold the middle of the week.
Yeah.
I was hearing 24 and 25. But I didn't understand what they were saying on Channel 3 last night because they kept saying that it wasn't going to be a sunshine event. Well, if it's cloudy, it doesn't get that cold.
Yeah, that's true.
The clouds hold the warm air down towards the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they're talking about rain on Tuesday and 23 degrees on Wednesday morning. That might not be a good combination. Not to get anybody excited.
True.
Historically, though, every year somewhere between the 1st of November and Thanksgiving, we have a cold snap.
Yeah.
That's just what it does. And I can't think of a single year it didn't do that. Now, this one has hit a little bit earlier than normal.
Yep.
Usually it's around the 15th to the 20th. And
I do love weather. Me and Steve love talking about it. And on the way over here, I always listen. There's a golf show that comes on, and they have Brad Panovich from Channel 9, I think he's a weather guy up there. And his prediction for the winter was we're sort of between a El Nino and La Nina. So it's what he called for this winter was snow and warm weather. So it's kind of going to bounce up and down, kind of like we always do. Well, he said he didn't think it'd be a very cold winter, but it looked like we'd have some precipitation, get that word out. And snow, kind of have a snow, then, you know, melt the next day and all that stuff. Like Carolina snow, like we like to have.
I usually could probably predict it pretty well, but the last 10 years, I just gave up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and what hurts us worse than the cold or warm or whatever is the difference in temperature.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 65 degrees, then it drops 40 degrees overnight to 25 degrees. That's where we have a problem.
Yeah.
And nobody believed me for a long time, but now they've gotten on the bandwagon, too. So
it confuses the plants, the grass, all the everything outside. So.
Well, those of us that work out in it every day, it's tough on us.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough on the plants, too. So, but good thing, well, if you didn't bring your tender stuff in last night, you probably got a problem today. But there really wasn't a whole lot you could do with it except bring it inside and really, I like the cold weather like this because it does harden the plants off going into the winter. And you don't need them actively growing. I know I saw some stuff yesterday. We probably got a little die back on the tips because it was new growth coming out. And 29, 30 degrees will usually take care of that, but it's not going to hurt anything. And you don't like the looks of it, just cut it off and go on.
Yep.
And still, if you're going to relocate any bigger stuff, you probably need to wait another couple of months to about January and let it totally go dormant. The leaves seem to be starting to fall, but I hadn't seen a whole lot of fall color around here yet.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I thought it was late. You know, I was on the golf course yesterday, and the leaves are kind of hanging on the trees, and I don't know why I thought by this time of year, usually it is.
Jumping
pretty good.
But one good thing about it getting a little cold this weekend, we've had plenty of rain the last couple of weeks, so the plants aren't dry. Now, if they get dry, the leaves turn more colors faster. So
true.
For me, that's a good thing. For the fall color people, that's probably not a good thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's I got it this week, too. We get a lot of people now coming in saying, well, how much longer have I got to plant? I said, well, now you're just getting into the prime season.
Mm-hmm.
For 40 years, we've pushed the fall planting angle. And the idea is, and some of your experts will argue with us, but what we've seen is in the winter months, especially here in South Carolina with the warmer temperatures, the ground never freezes more than an inch or two.
Mm-hmm.
Not like up in the mountains where we grew up, where we go 12 to 18 inches.
Yeah.
So as long as the ground's not frozen, you'll put on about an inch of root growth every 2 months. So if you plant them now, by the time spring and April comes here, you've got 3 or 4 inches of roots. Well, they're not fighting to put on roots and flowers and leaves and everything at the same time. Now, true, probably 80% of the people plant stuff in the spring because they've been locked up in the house all winter. They're ready to get out in the yard and play. And they want to see what color the azalea is or the camellia is or whatever. And I understand that. I mean, you can still. We're blessed here with a 12-month planting season. We lose more plants on landscaping in the wintertime than we do the summertime. Because when it's 95 degrees, people know they have to go out and water
the baby.
When it gets dry in the wintertime, they're not outside enough to realize how dry it's gotten. So we have to call them and tell them to go out and take care of it.
True.
So anyway, Matthew's giving us the signal. It's time for our first break, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Kevin Ice at Imperial Pool and Patio. Tired of that old ugly tarp covering your pool? At Imperial, we recommend safety and convenience of a Loop Lock cover. With Loop Lock, opening and closing your pool becomes an easy one-person job.
Ask for Loop Lock at Imperial Pool and Spas of Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Been talking a little bit about a little, I wouldn't call it hard freeze, even though the TV said that. It was more of a mild freeze last night. And one other thing I didn't mention now, if you've got Sasanqua camellias, which are ones blooming in the fall, blooming. We'll come Wednesday or Thursday, you might want to cover them up to protect the buds on the flowers. It won't matter on the plants, but it would save the flowers maybe. Just depends on how cold it gets. If it gets down 23 or 4, we could have a little issue. But the problem I got with that, they're talking 50 degrees during the day and then 23 at night and then back to 50 degrees the next day, and that just seems like a big bounce to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I heard 40 on Wednesday, but Yeah, if it gets to 20s and warms up quick, that's really doesn't hurt a lot of things.
It doesn't stay down there very long.
Stays down there a long time. That's when it can. But it's wintertime coming, so it's going to come sooner or later.
To me, a few years ago when we got down to 5 degrees and stayed there 4 or 5 days, that's severe cold.
That's not fun.
Yeah, we had some issues that year. But is this affecting our grass anyway, except for the warm seasons shutting down?
Well, yeah, warm seasons kind of shutting down. If you hadn't done your pre-emergent, go ahead and do that on them. Put them to bed. And still, if you haven't done your seeding, because I know a lot of people waited on the rain, it's still fine to do that. Just continue doing it. Probably all the way to Thanksgiving, 1st of December, if you hadn't done it. At least get it in the ground and get fertilizer on it and get it going. And it probably might not come up quickly the cooler it gets, but it'll come up in the spring. And that way you can control your weeds and all that with that. So
I'm not sure you'd have a problem right now because the soil temperature hadn't dropped that much.
Yeah, the air temperature gets cold, but it takes a while for the earth.
It really doesn't matter on air temperature. It's soil temperature, which affects your germination.
The earth ball stays warmer. So.
But that was the problem we had in the spring. It was getting pretty warm today, but the nighttime temperature stayed low, so the ground was warming up. And people were complaining, well, my stuff's not germinating. I said, well, until the ground warms up, it's not.
Yeah, it doesn't happen overnight. And a lot of times it'll do it 7 to 10 days. If it was warm, it might be 2 or 3 weeks before you see something. You'll see a warm day, and all of a sudden you'll see it come out of the ground. So
it'll germinate.
And now's a great time to do fescue sod if you're wanting to do that. That's perfect now till really 1st of May. Like Steve says, he's like put plants in. Now, the sooner you can do that, the better, because the roots get, you know, down in the ground, get strong, and makes for a better plant. Try to make it through the summer anyway. So,
well, the other key to that thing is right now the tree farms are just now starting to dig trees because of all the dry weather we had. And they couldn't even get the spades in the ground. It was so dry. So they're getting backed up a little bit. We've got a bunch ordered, but they won't tell us when they're coming, so I guess they'll call us one day and say we're going to ship them tomorrow.
When you see the truck coming in your driveway.
Pretty much how it works. And bigger trees, there's still a shortage, so we call them and order them, and then they call us back and tell us what we're going to get.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I need 20 of this. It's, okay, you need 20, well, we'll give you 12.
That's one of those things with the economy, you know, so good that supplies run out. You can't reproduce a tree overnight, and can't reproduce a sod field overnight. You have to gradually work into it. So.
Well, the sod field, especially Bermuda, if it's pretty warm at the right time, it'll grow in pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Like this year when it was slow coming out. And, I mean, y'all were thinking, are we going to have any Bermuda this year at all?
Yeah, you only get like 4 months, you know, to really push it and grow it. So it's like right now we got planting in our inventory, and it won't start growing again until May, really, so start moving anyway.
But Carolina Furs, this is a really great deal that they've come up with. Back in the day, we bought a lot of sod from them, but I think the minimum then was a half a trailer, and they deliver it directly to your place or to the job site. But when they started opening up these stores around the state, you can get small quantities, and before you couldn't do that. I mean,
you can get one roll. Or
you need a half
20
a pallet. You need a half a pallet when you had to order 9 to get a half a pallet. So,
just got to know your square footage, and we can add it up and figure it out for you.
And it is pretty cool. And what I like is they're convenient, close, and we work together pretty good. So, y'all send us a lot of business,
and
we send
forth.
You a lot of business, and.
We've been buying stuff back and forth for a long time.
For a long time, but you never did teach me how to play golf. That's the only thing I'm upset about.
I'm still learning.
I didn't have any talent to begin with, but I really enjoyed the game when I could do it. I can't do it anymore. I'm not physically able to just do it, but it was fun when it lasted. But anyway, we're getting to that point now that people keep asking, that we had several this week about pruning the shrubs, blah, blah, blah. If you just want to shape them up, it's fine to do it right now. If you're going to do any severe pruning, we'd recommend you wait to the end of November, end of February, 1st of March.
Yeah.
You don't want them going through the winter if we do get cold weather, with all the leaves cut off of them.
Nobody wants to be naked during the winter.
That's right.
They don't.
It's the thing with photosynthesis, the leaves building the food in the plant, mm-hmm. and if they don't have the leaves, they're not doing photosynthesis, so they can get under stress, and then if something goes crazy in the spring, you can have a real problem. So,
yeah,
but it looks like it's going to be a good season now. So, but it looks like we're going to keep getting plenty of rain right now too. So,
yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
you get these leaves out of the way. You can do some mulching during the winter. It's good for plants and make your house look good too. But it's put a little blanket on them.
Well, we do it right along, but it's like the grass you're talking about. The only problem right now, if the leaves do start falling mm-hmm. and you've seeded your fescue, you probably need to get those leaves off of it because it's not going to do much if it's covered with leaves.
Just get a little blower, go out there.
Get it before it gets
wet.
Put
a headset on, listen to the ball game or get on your favorite tunes.
Get them before they get wet.
That's right.
It's kind of hard to blow once they get wet. Yeah, you don't
want to get them up when they're wet.
But it's been over to some friends, bought a new house. We went over there last night, and I mean, there's not a tree in sight. Well, the neighbors
good for you,
to the left, there's trees everywhere, but they were apparently part of a pasture.
Uh-huh.
And it's a big lot. It must be a 2 or 3 acre lot, and there's not a tree anywhere. And at least you don't have to worry about leaves.
Yeah,
they're blowing from the neighbors. He's wanting a bunch of trees put in. But
invest in an air conditioner, bro.
There you go. But anyway, it's we're starting to probably Monday we're going to start covering some of the houses and people. Well, why do you have to do that? And the problem with plants, you got that black pot sitting on the ground. It's got water molecules in it and crystals. Well, when they freeze, the water in the pot freezes, the plant can't take up any moisture. If it's an evergreen plant with leaves on it, the wind blowing on the leaves, it releases moisture. So it basically dries up.
Yeah, it dries out even though it's wet.
So when we put the white poly on the house and put the plants inside, we're just keeping the wind off of it. It's what it boils down to. And if it gets real cold for very long, it can be a problem, but usually it's a wind thing. So.
Makes sense.
Yeah. There's a method to our madness, you know.
Yep.
Anyway, here comes the sound again, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
Experience the peace of mind of Imperial's complete winterizing service. This is Mike Elder. Let the pros at Imperial Pool and Spas put your pool safely to bed for the winter with all the latest winterization techniques.
Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass and Lake Wiley next to Food Lion.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. We were talking off the air about turning the heat on in the house. And I tell y'all the same thing I told him when Rhonda and I got married. Monday will be 19 years ago, believe that. Doesn't seem like it's been that long. She's put up with me for that long. That's kind of a record.
I saw that picture on your Facebook. Sarah showed me that picture on your Facebook. That was a big wedding.
My picture's on Facebook. I ain't even seen it.
Didn't even shut it down.
I ain't even seen it. Yeah, it was at Catawba Baptist Church, and we had over 500 people at a 4 o'clock wedding. So it kind of grew. I don't think all the people were invited.
The wedding party looked giant, so maybe some people just filtered in there.
Yeah, I don't think all the people were invited. Well, they planned food for $5.50, and we ran out of food. So,
man.
I'm taking that as a sign.
Yeah, well, you had at least 500 in.
But
that's a good thing.
It was an event. So
it's about to your air. You said you were told her when you...
And I'm out in it all summer when it's hot. When I get home, I'm going to be cool. I'm out in it all winter when it's cold. When I get home, I'm going to be warm. Now, my idea of warm and cool is probably different than everybody else's.
Yeah.
Because 72 degrees to me is hot.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be cold when I get home.
I can't sleep with it being that hot. I was telling them, we keep ours on 62 at night in the winter, and they... Matt and Steve looked at me like I was crazy.
I agree.
We get an air cover up. It's warm, so.
I have to get up too many times during the night to put up with that.
I hear you.
Anyway, it's next week will be our last show for this season. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of fun this year. I really like having a partner.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Probably up here.
3 weeks, probably start getting my truck and start driving
up here. I'll probably get up, drive up here to get here and say, oops. I did that at church in basketball when it ended. We've been doing it for 2.5 months. When it ended, I just went to church on Friday night because that's what I did.
That's pretty funny.
But it's kind of interesting. But it has been fun this year. It
has been fun, too. My wife, Teresa, goes to the farmer's market at Legal Remedy. And they're actually last week is next week too. So if you hadn't been up there, they got all kind of stuff. They got meat, a farm that brings meat up there. You know, raised pork and steak and chickens, and you can buy and vegetables, certain kind of vegetables. I'm sure they're maybe out of tomatoes by now, but all kind of interesting things from local people that have been out there all year. So try to hit them up next week and help them out this week and next week.
Yeah, we'll shut out next week, and if they bring us back, it'll be in February. It usually runs middle of February to middle of November. And I guess we'll get together sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas, talk to the powers that be.
Yeah.
And they'll see if we want to do it again. Unless somebody buys our time slot, we probably will. But
you can call in and tell them how much you've enjoyed listening
to us.
That's
right. That would help. But we... honestly, ooh, thing got loud on me. That blew my brains out. Anyway, what little got left. I wasn't going to do it again this year, and then when you so graciously volunteered to join in, it's been pretty nice with two of us.
Yeah.
Because I was having to get my own guest every week. And
we haven't had a lot of dead air.
Not much dead air.
Between me and you, we can pretty keep things talking.
Yeah, as my wife says, we have the gift for gab. Whether we say anything or not, we make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've even had a real good year at the nursery so far this year. And I was looking yesterday, and believe it or not, our sales are just a little bit off of last year, but our profits are way up.
Oh, wow. Well,
so I better not tell too many people that. I'd be criticized for making money.
Must have tweaked something.
I don't know what I did, but... It was that dry weather that got us.
Yeah, we were doing really good then, too. I was way ahead in March, April, May, and it kind of slowed down. Not that we're dead or anything, but just last year was a little bit crazy.
September's what got us, and it's coming back. We'll make it up by the end. Well, see, our year doesn't end until June 30th, so I got a while.
Okay, well, you got a while.
So we go from
July. I'm under the gun.
December 31st.
Yep.
Yep. You need to produce quick.
Close hard.
There you go. Okay, we're going to take our final break, and we'll be right back to finish this edition of the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn.
Don't spend your gang day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Winterize your pool with the help of the pros at Imperial Pool and Patio. You'll be protecting your investment with BioGuard's Arctic Blue Winterizing Kit. Imperial stocks everything you need to put your pool to bed, including pool covers. Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
We return now to The Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to The Gardener's Bench, and we're talking the radio stations having their 75th birthday party this year. Rolling Hills had their 40th. And you've been married forever, so
I've been married 30 years in April. So
we have a lot of anniversaries here.
Yeah. A lot going on.
And Rhonda and I'll be 19 on Monday. Seems like more now, but other times it don't seem like many. But anyway,
it's pretty good.
Well, most people didn't think we'd last 6 months, so we did pretty good.
Proved them wrong.
But anyway, as we wrap this thing up, you got anything you want to add here?
No, come on out, and like I said, it's still time to get your seeding and aerating done. It's not too late, and then if you hadn't done your pre-emergence on your warm season grasses, get that out as soon as you can. And if you want to test your soil, bring it in. We do that for free. We'll tell you what to put out, and you can add some lime or whatever we need to do to help you be successful. What's underneath the ground is always most important for my business and Steve's. So ground prep and all is good, but if it's not good, you can always fix it. So it's a good thing.
And you're open 8 to 2.
We're open 8 to 2. Yep, all throughout the year. So we're on Saturday open? 8 to 5:30 during the week.
Okay.
And 8 to 2 on Saturday.
We're 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, and 9 to 3 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. We found people weren't getting up quite as early on Saturdays as we used to. I mean, I'm up 6:30, 7 o'clock, but most people apparently don't do that anymore.
I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I like getting off at 2. It gives you a little leeway. You can come to my store and still get to Steve's.
Well, for 30 years, we were open 9 to 5 on Saturdays, so 9 to 3 is a big thing to me.
That's nice.
At 2 hours helps.
Yep,
and we do close on Saturdays in July and August. But
you're open all winter on Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
All winter.
Good.
And we'll close Thanksgiving weekend, and usually close an extra day or two at Christmas and New Year's. But by then, the guys and girls are so wore out that we try to get them a little rest.
That's a good break for the summer, for sure.
Okay. Well, Matthew is waving at us, and I do want to say real quick as we go off here that thank you, Matt, for everything you've done for us. Mr. Stone, I thought I saw his car out there, but I don't see him.
I think he's sleeping in it, I think.
Thank him, too, because he's filled in, and Miss Emily and everybody that's helped us so far. It's been a great year, and we appreciate it. So,
thanks for listening to us.
And especially thank y'all for tuning in. So, we'll see you next week.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686, and by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Gay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.